About clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Honey Pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are thrilled to be with you on this beautiful spring day to help you tackle the projects that you want to get done around your house, wherever you live, house, apartment, co-op, condo, yurt. We don't care if you've got a place you call home and you want to decorate it, you want to improve it, you want to make it more functional, more comfortable, more efficient, more fun. You are in the right place because that's what we do, and we love to talk with you about your projects. But your job, your first job on that to-do list is to call us. You can do that by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, if you'd love to have a backyard pool but can't afford it, you don't have time to care for it, or you're just short of backyard space, I've got two words for you, spool pool. We're going to share tips on how you can combine the benefits of a pool and a spa in one very refreshing backyard feature.
And spring may have sent a lot of rain your way, but if you've got a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use those downpours to keep your lawn and garden happily hydrated well into the summer's dry spells. We're going to show you how.
Plus, are you guys thinking about buying new windows this spring? Well, one factor that has a big impact on cost is the number of panes those windows have. We're going to review double pane windows versus single pane versus triple pane to see which makes the most sense for your house.
And we here at Money Pit would love to help you create your best home ever. If you've got a project or two in mind, but you don't know where to start, well, let us help you to create that best home and finish all of those amazing projects. So whether you want a home reno, a condo project, an apartment, whatever it is you're working on, wherever you live, we are standing by to lend a hand.
So help yourself first and reach out to us. Go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Anchorage, Alaska, we've got David on the line who's looking to do a tiling project. What's going on?
Up here we use a lot of textured walls rather than smooth drywall. It's sprayed on with a texture gun, and then it's knocked down, which means they take a putty knife or whatever and drag it over it.
Flatten it a little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I wanted to put some tile on a bathroom wall, and I'm wondering what kind of prep work do I need to do to this textured wall? It's not a heavy texture. It's a, like I said, it's a knockdown. So what do I need to do first?
Could you take a putty knife or a drywall knife and scrape that off with the texture lift off pretty easily? I mean, how well adhered to that wall is it? Okay, so it's more like an orange peel kind of a thing that's really adhered well?
Yes.
So if it's adhered well, what I would do is I think you could leave it. I would sand it so that I rough it up a little bit. That will help you get better adhesion from the adhesive for the tile. But as long as you can place that tile and it lays flat on the wall and you can sand the surface a little bit so you get rid of any dirt or grease or gloss that's on that wall right now, you should be able to glue that tile on and just basically right on top of it.
Okay, well, I've seen YouTube videos on scoring it first with a knife and things like that, and I'm just wondering how important that is.
That's why I said to sand it. I mean, look, you can't make it too rough. So, I mean, you can't overdo the roughness. So I would, like I said, I would sand it to make sure I had something good for the glue to stick to. Scoring with a knife is sort of the same idea, but I think if you had a rough sandpaper, like a really rough sandpaper, like a 60 grit or something like that, and you just hand sanded those spots and just use your own judgment. As long as it's a clean surface that the glue can adhere to, you'll be able to tell. You should be good to go.
A random orbit sander and just run over it with a 60 grit would be sufficient?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a small area, I just do it by hand, but certainly if you want to put it on a random orbit, that's fine. Yep.
Well, it's a wall.
Use your breathing protection. Make sure you're wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah.
Because that dust's going to get everywhere, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave.
Heading over to New Jersey, we've got Linda on the line who's dealing with some plumbing issues. What's going on?
Well, because we had installed a new HVAC at my parents' house, and I don't go down in their basement that often, but when I took a look at this sewer pipe, I asked the fellow, I said, what is this? He said it was a sewer pipe. And I said, my God, it looks like it's corroded or something. And he said, yeah, and it looks like you're starting to get a slight crack in it. So I just was curious to know what kind of a plumber, I don't know if they profess in their write-ups, in their advertising that we do sewer, if I should be looking at that or if it's something more important. Because there's another problem that besides it going up, that we had remodeled the house like 50 years ago. The house is here 73 years, and 50 years ago when my parents redid it in 72, the plumbing then had to go under a cement porch in the back. So it looks like I see that same pipe going out to the porch, so probably we're going to have to lift that up. And I'm waiting for someone to come. I just wanted to be sure I might be choosing the right person to be repairing it or replacing it.
Well, based on what you said, I'm not convinced you need any repairs. So cracks, I presume we're talking about a cast iron waste pipe here. Yeah, and cracks in those pipes are pretty common. I wouldn't panic over that. Those can be sealed with something like a silicone caulk. It's not going to be a leak issue. It rarely is. I've seen these many, many times in the years. And sometimes the joints between the cast iron pipes, they have something in them called oakum, and that gets dried out. They can be repacked, but there's no reason to replace that. The reason it looks so like rough and old is because it is. But cast iron is incredibly durable, and it doesn't really break, and it rarely leaks. So I wouldn't focus on that at all. That you're opening yourself up to a real song and dance from a contractor, especially when you get into tearing out a porch and stuff to replace that pipe. It may not be an issue at all.
What type of a plumber then would be good to be able to identify that it just needs a patch?
Is it leaking? Is it leaking now?
No, it's not doing any of that. But like my concern was here, you spend $15,000 to put a whole new.
If it starts to do something, then you can call somebody to fix it. If I had a crack that was open in a pipe like that, I would just take some silicone caulk. I'd buy a $5 tube of silicone and I'd caulk it myself and call it a day. I'd clean it. I'd use a brush, like a stiff brush or a wire brush to get any loose dust or rust away from it, and then I just seal it with silicone. That's it. That's all I do.
All right. It sounds good to me.
All right? Sometimes it's just not that complicated.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Good luck, Linda. Thanks for calling the Money Pit.
Got Jim and Callie on the line. Need some help with an insulation project. What's going on at your Money Pit?
We're remodeling a house that built in the 60s. And so it's got a lot of challenges. And one of the things is, and we're getting ready to put siding on, part of the house has plywood under it, because that's some kind of one-by stuff over it, some kind of synthetic stuff. I'm not sure what it is. And the other half has cedar. So we're getting ready to frame some walls. We hit some stuff that we need to remove. But you know, one of the things I heard on YouTube, and I didn't know if it was true or not, and I've never heard this before. I know you got to put Tyvek on the outside, but I didn't think somebody said you had to put moisture barrier on the inside. I've never heard of that. Is that true or not?
Have you ever purchased fiberglass insulation and it had a vapor barrier on it where the edges of it sort of unfold?
The paper, yeah.
That's what you're talking about. That's a vapor barrier. So it's just a vapor barrier. And if you use raw insulation, sometimes they just, they add that separately. But if you're going to put the typical insulation on, it's got the vapor barrier attached to it. So that's what that is.
All right. Appreciate it.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
Just ahead, Spool Pools combine the benefits of a pool and a spa in one very refreshing backyard feature. We're going to explain how to know if this is a good fit for your backyard after this. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mixed in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermofiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Are you looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio steps or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Dice Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating that you just roll on. Made from real stone, Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula that resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion. It's available in 15 colors and can update any concrete surface. Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? Whatever project you've got in mind, if you can dream it, you can for sure build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we're heading on over to Ohio with Bobby, who cut down a tree but is now wondering what's going on with the dirt settling and sidewalk. This sounds like it's got an interesting story, Bobby. What happened to the tree?
Got a disease in it, and they recommended that I cut it down before it falls on my house. So I had it cut down, and they ground out the stump, and now I was wondering, how long do I have to wait for the dirt to settle, or if I even have to wait to to extend my sidewalk.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to build a sidewalk on top of all of the ground out sawdust, because that clearly is going to decay away. I think the best thing to do is to try to add some stone to that stumped area, maybe rake out all of the sawdust and pack it with stone, and then make sure the new sidewalk is poured over that stone, or even embed some of the stone into the concrete, because otherwise you're going to build a sidewalk on top of an unstable piece of soil, and that could crack. Another option there is to have the mason add some reinforcement to the sidewalk and make sure the reinforcement straddles the weak area of the soil, so that, again, if you do get some additional compression, the sidewalk won't crack and sink in that area. You're wise to raise this question. You do need to work around it, and I think a good quality mason can help you do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bobby. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Terry in Nebraska on the line who's dealing with some woodpeckers. Tell us what's going on.
We have a small woodpecker. It's about the size of a sparrow. It's a dark gray or black with white speckles on its chest. And it actually pecks holes in the corners of my chimney on 1x4s. And then the guy next door actually redid his chimney with stuff that's similar to stove. Stucco type stuff, and they actually peck holes in that stuff, and
right.
He fills them, and they peck more holes.
Well, look, there's a couple of things that you can do. One real easy thing to do is to try to dissuade them from landing on your chimney. You can temporarily, by the way, and this is what my suggestion is, only temporarily, hang tin pie plates on the chimney, because the silvery pie plates kind of drifting in the wind totally freak out woodpeckers. Another thing that you can do is you could take a hefty bag, and if you were to cut like a hefty bag, like a black hefty bag, and cut strips of plastic for the same thing,
oh,
in other words, have them
okay.
Sort of flopping in the breeze around the top of the chimney, that also is very intimidating to woodpeckers, and they will leave it alone. And if you do this maybe for a month or so, they might just forget about your house and go attack somebody else's.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks a lot.
Well, if you'd love to have a backyard pool, but you can't afford it, you don't have the time to care for it, or maybe you're just short of backyard space, we have two words for you, spool pool. Now, a spool pool is a small swimming pool design that's perfect in a lot of ways. It's a small pool that's bigger than a spa or a hot tub, but it's smaller than a traditional in-ground swimming pool, and it fits well within a limited space outdoors or even as an indoor pool.
Yeah, and get this now, a spool can be anywhere from 10 to 16 feet long and 6 to 8 feet wide, so it's plenty of room for you to stretch out or just simply cool off on a hot summer day. Spools also give you the option to add special features like high-powered jets, and that's going to give you that luxurious spa feel that those hot tubs are known for. And you can simply switch back to a cool soaking pool for those blistering summer days. And it's easy to switch back and forth, too. With less water, they're going to heat up and cool down much more quickly. Now, the main reason spools are becoming so popular is the fact that they work very well in small spaces. This means if you've got a small backyard, you might actually be able to have a pool, albeit using a small swimming pool design. Now, you might not want to train for the Olympics in this size swimming pool, guys, but you can swim those shorter laps for exercise, and some of them even have those built-in swim jets or an underwater treadmill, so you can really maximize the small space and get the best usage.
Now, spools may be smaller than a traditional swimming pool. However, that doesn't always mean the cost to install one is less. Despite their smaller size, a lot of the same costs of building an in-ground swimming pool go into building a spool. But they are no doubt a great option to consider for the right space. If you want more insights, we have a great post on this topic on MoneyPit.com. Just search spool pool.
Laura in Pennsylvania needs some help with a lighting question. What can we do for you?
Oh, well, my son gave me some compact fluorescent bulbs because he didn't like them.
Okay.
And I had never used them before, and I thought, well, I'll put them in my little lights I use with timers, only they all blow out.
There's no reason you can't use a compact fluorescent bulb in an outlet that has a timer. I mean, a timer simply... it automatically turns the light switch on or off, so that shouldn't have an effect on damaging the bulb.
Yes, that's what I thought. I have incandescent bulbs in them now, and they work just fine.
Well, maybe he gave you some bum compact fluorescents. I don't know. It's kind of an odd thing for it to happen, too. Compact fluorescents work really well in most fixtures that take incandescents. In fact, you can even have them work well in fixtures that are controlled by dimmers.
There are special dimmers today that are designed to work with compact fluorescents and with LEDs, where you can adjust the range of the dimming so that it doesn't ever flicker or go out. So compact fluorescent bulbs are a great option. I don't know why they're not working for you, but the timer shouldn't have anything to do with it.
Okay, well, maybe I'll try them again, or I have two left, or I'll try to, you know, buy some. Maybe he has an off-brand or something like that. I don't know, because they should last a really long time, right?
They should. And you know what I like better than compact fluorescents are the LED bulbs. Take a look at the Philips LED bulbs. They're very distinctive. They're yellow. They look like bug lights, but they have a very pleasant white light that comes off of them. And they're going to be more expensive than compact fluorescents, but they last like forever, and they're super energy efficient.
Okay. I will be happy to. That's a really good idea. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Time to talk windows with Steve. What you working on?
Well, I'm not working on it. Lowe's is working on it, and they hired a contractor to come in and do it. And
all right.
They put the windows out farther. The windows are 4-inch vinyls, and they replaced the, like, a 1-inch aluminum single panes. And so they didn't patch the hole that it would fit in. So now, even though it's caulked on the front and the back, there's air leaking from the sides. And so how I test that is I just turn on the fan in the bathroom, and I can go to the farthest window in the house and put it by the sashes, or there's a couple holes in the actual vinyl, and air will be sucked through that. And when I turn on the HVAC, it's so strong it'll blow out a candle. So there's all kinds of heat and humidity coming into the house. I just had the inspector there, and the inspector kind of said that he's just there to look at the screws. And he says he liked the caulk job, but that's all he could say. Finally, I guess he went back to his boss, and they said they're going to fail it. We're yet to see that if Lowe's gets to hear that the job failed.
Well, look, who measured the house? Did the contractor measure for the windows?
Yeah, Lowe's contractor did that.
Yeah, look, this is a problem with their installed sales department. So I think that you need to go back to Lowe's and file a formal complaint about this job. They certainly don't want to have bad work out there. It's pretty clear to me from your description that the windows were not measured correctly, because if they were measured correctly, they would have been properly sized. They're always going to be a little smaller than the opening. And then the space between the window and the wall would have been properly filled, usually with an expandable foam sealant that has some flex to it. Not like there's different types of Great Stuff. That's a brand that's common. And one is specifically rated for windows and doors because it doesn't move the window. It doesn't expand so much that it sort of squeezes the window shut. There's ones that's more soft in terms of the foam. But that's only for what's left. There shouldn't be a huge gap between the windows and that opening. So I think you need to go back to Lowe's and file a complaint about this. I don't know if the inspector is going to be your source for this. If they fail it helps you, but I don't think that they're necessarily going to be the determination of quality. They just want to make sure it's watertight. It sounds like it may be watertight but not airtight. So I think you need to go back to Lowe's and raise the issue, and hopefully they'll address it.
Okay, thank you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, when it rains, it pours. And if you've got a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use those downpours to help hydrate your yard during those summer dry spells. That's all coming up next on the Money Pit.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a two-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you tackle the projects you want to get done around your house, inside or out. Reach out to us with your questions by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button. You can record a message to us, press send, and away it goes. Once we get it, we will put it in the queue to answer on the next edition of the Money Pit.
Ellie in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I just recently moved to Florida, and the house I bought, the water softener is broken because I believe it's because they had it outside the home. Every other house in my community has them in the garage, and mine, they for some reason, the water line is on the opposite side of the house than the garage. So it would be, I believe it would be a major thing to have the water line brought from one side of the house to the other so I could have it inside. And Sears tells me that I can have it put outside, but you have to have some kind of protective covering. Lowe's tells me that they don't sell any that go outdoors. And a private plumbing company is telling me that they have one that sells the, go to put outside specifically. And other people are saying you don't even need one to go, don't even bother the expense. So I don't know what to do.
So, first of all, the question is, do you need a water softener or not?
Right. I mean, I looked online and, you know, I see the pros and cons.
Right. Well, I mean, if you have, if you're accustomed to a water softener and you eliminate it, you may find that you don't like that experience. You certainly could bypass the water softener just to see if you like the water. Is the water city water?
Well, it's not well water, so does that mean it is city water? I don't know.
Yeah, it's city water. If it's city water, you probably do not need a water softener.
Well, I don't think it is city water because people in Ocala, I think they told me that they don't need it. They have city water. I could be wrong. I'm not sure. But everybody in this development says you need it.
Ellie, the first thing you want to do is figure out if you've got city water. If you do, it's going to be treated. If you've got well water, then you do need probably a water conditioner as well as to have the water tested to make sure that it's safe. And that's something that should be done on an occasional basis. Now, in terms of the enclosures, given the fact that you're in Florida, we're not concerned about freezing pipes. I wouldn't be too concerned about putting it outside. I would want to have it enclosed. Now, how do you do that? Well, you either use one that's rated to be outside, and perhaps the water treatment company, the plumbing company, has one that has such a certification. It's designed for interior or exterior use, and that's fine. And if not, you're going to have to construct something or have something constructed or perhaps pick up a small shed or something of that nature where the equipment could be protected from the weather. But I think the first thing you need to do is determine whether or not you need it and determine what kind of water supply you have. If it's well water, get it tested. You can even have the hardness tested. You'll know exactly what you're dealing with. And if it's city water, then I think you could try bypassing the system you have right now and see if you like it. I hope that helps you out. Ellie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, spring may have sent a lot of rain your way, but if you've got a rainwater collection system at your Money Pit, you can use all of those downpours to keep your lawn and garden very happily hydrated once those summer dry spells hit. Now, Tom, this really is a great way to save water, but how can you make sure that your garden is getting the water it needs without turning on the hose? I mean, this is really what the system is here, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. So installing a rain barrel is really not that difficult to do. I mean, basically all you do is create a base, usually out of solid concrete blocks. I recommend 3 because it's always going to be well supported. Make sure they're really level because, remember, water is very heavy. You're going to put that rain barrel on top of the blocks with the spigot facing the garden, and then you can attach a water diverter to the downspout elbow. That's going to divert the rainwater from the downspout into the barrel. With a couple of steps like that, you will be ready and good to go. You can even connect it up to a soaker hose with a thick layer of mulch so it sort of drips out a little bit of irrigation to get that water right where it needs to be.
Now, I mean, traditionally I've seen rain barrels at the home centers in about 50 gallons or so, but what if you need more water on your property during like a very long dry spell?
Well, look, there's a wide variety of rain barrels out there. You know, they start maybe 50 gallons, they go up to hundreds of gallons. There's also collapsible types that are large and flat, and they fit like under a deck or in a crawl space, for example, and they can hold even 700 or 800 gallons of water or more. So I would see if I could get an idea, sort of figure out how many gallons you're really going to need to get you through an average dry spell, and use that sort of as your guiding principle for setting up your own rain barrel system.
All right, now we've got Chris from Tennessee on the line who just put in a new septic tank and needs some help with the yard work. What can we do for you?
Yes. We had some people to come and put our septic tank in about 5 years ago, and the yard looked great when they got done with it. Now we got a bunch of sinkholes and a bunch of hills in the backyard, and I just want to know the best way to fix that without messing up the septic tank and messing up the water line and stuff.
So is the distribution field in the area where all these sinkholes are and this depression?
Yes, sir.
So you got to be really careful because you don't want to put any heavy equipment over that because you can crush those pipes. So you can add topsoil on top of that, but I wouldn't go over it with anything heavier than a wheelbarrow full of dirt.
Okay.
And so I would fill them in by hand, and I would rake that out, and I would reseed it. The good news is that it will probably grow quite nicely being over the septic field, but I would be careful not to put anything heavy equipment-wise into that area because you can crush the pipes, and then you're going to have a bigger problem.
All right. Well, thank y'all for y'all question, and I listen to y'all every day, and y'all were great.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting to you from Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're thinking about buying new windows, one factor that has a big impact on the cost is the number of panes that those windows actually have. So we're going to review double pane windows versus single pane windows to see what makes the most sense for your house next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this spring weekend? It seems like summer is just upon us. We're going to be having all that beautiful hot summer days coming up. So if you're tackling some outside projects or you're getting ready for a big outdoor weekend, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. Hey guys, we know you love your homes, but you ever feel like your house is a money pit? I mean, we get it, but listen here. It's all about perspective. And for us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's the home we love.
Absolutely. So whether you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a reno, you can consider us your coach, your helper, or if you need it, your home improvement therapist for all things remodel, decor, or fix up. And that all happens when you tune into the Money Pit podcast. Download us today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Marlene in Minnesota is on the line. How can we help you today?
We have two aluminum clad factory finished garage doors, dark brown in color, or at least they were.
Okay.
And they're beginning to fade due to oxidation and sun exposure. Is there anything we can do to restore that finish?
Well, not short of painting them, because if you, when you say restore them, I mean, that would presume that there's a way to kind of bring back the luster of the original paint finish. But after years of exposure to sun, and especially those darker colors, you do get oxidation where the paint surface is broken down, and you're not going to bring that surface back. The good news is that because they're metal doors, they're fairly straightforward to paint. You want to make sure that you lightly sand the door, and then I would use a metal primer. So a good quality metal priming paint, and then whatever your top coat of paint is going to be beyond that. And if you do that right, because it's metal and it's not organic, so it's not subjected as much to expansion and contraction and certainly not moisture absorption, a good paint job on a metal door like that could easily last 10 years.
Okay, well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Marlene. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey guys, take a look at the windows around your house. Now, most older homes with the original windows are going to have single pane glass. However, a lot of these newer homes or even homes that just have newer windows are going to be much more energy efficient. And you're going to see some of those windows are double pane or even triple pane windows.
Yeah, and here's why it matters. Double and triple pane windows are much more energy efficient than single pane windows. Now, the new windows can save hundreds of dollars a year in energy and heating costs, and the number of panes is really a big factor in efficiency, but it's not the only thing that matters. Other window improvements include low-E coatings and inert gas fillings. These characteristics help reduce the window's U factor, or its ability to resist heat flow from inside your home to the outside in the winter, and vice versa, outside to inside in the summer. The lower the U factor, the more efficient the window. Now, generally speaking, double-pane windows are pretty much the right selection, no matter where you live in the country. But if you live in the far north, that's where triple-pane windows, which are much more expensive, can make some sense and actually give you a good return on investment.
Aaron in Louisiana is on the line. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a slab house that's about 35 years old, and it's showing signs of needing to be leveled. But I thought I heard on a previous show of yours that you do not recommend leveling a house, just fix the issues that come up as it needs it. And I didn't know if I heard correctly or not, so I thought I would call and ask about that.
Well, tell me, how much of a slope are you noticing throughout the property on the interior of the home?
No, we're seeing cracks in the walls, cracks in the ceiling, cracks in the floors.
Okay. Now, if you're seeing cracks in the walls and in the ceiling, are they sort of near a doorway or a window, or are they just square in the middle of stuff?
Well, there's a crack in the floor that's square in the middle of the floor. It extends out into a sliding glass door, and the brick above the sliding glass door is separated. And then we also see it. I also see it in rooms next to the wall. You know, where it's like the house is shaped like a T, and where one part of the top of the T goes into the long part of the T. I can see it separating there in the ceiling.
You know, generally if you see cracks and they're by a door frame or a window, that's just general movement because of the opening in the envelope of the home, you know, being in a window opening or a doorway in an interior wall. Now, if you're seeing it like in the middle of the floor and above a door frame in brick, you might be concerned that there could be some structural issues going on. However, you might want to bring in a structural engineer. You bring in an engineer or even a home inspector, and for a couple of $100, they'll come in and look at these areas and diagnose specifically what's going on there. Because it could be something structural that could need to be fixed in, you know, a way that you can't just do by repairing the crack. Or it could just simply be natural settlement of the home over the duration of the home's lifespan. And that's easily fixable. But because you have a crack forming in the middle of a floor and that continues to a doorway, I would definitely bring in somebody who's a structural engineer, and they can write up a report on it. And the benefit of doing that is that when you do fix this, whatever the problem may be, you are going to have a full written pedigree of what you've done to the problem in the home, how you fixed it, and what everything was done correctly. This way, if you go to sell the home and somebody says, oh, I saw a crack, or whatever the situation might be, you can say, actually, this happened, we did this repair, and it's all square.
Okay.
You know, Aaron, some cracks are really typical wear and tear, so to speak, but this one definitely sounds like you need a pro to check it out.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does that heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, have you ever been standing in the shower when you get a sudden burst of very hot or very cold water? We're going to tell you why that happens and what to do about it when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Thank you. Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Which can happen when it turns icy cold or red hot, and that will put that problem behind you forever.
Literally behind you. I always feel like I notice it's super hot when it's like on my backside. I'm like, wah! All right, now we've got one from Margo who writes in. I want to do some spring cleaning, and let's just say I moved into a house with carpeting on all of the second floor bedrooms, and I want to clean them, but I don't know where to start. What are my options?
Yeah, well, cleaning your carpet is a good idea for a lot of reasons. Not only does it make them smell a lot better, it eliminates any dirt that's in the carpet, and that is what causes carpets to wear. It's just the dirt that grinds on those fibers, breaks them down. It's all that foot traffic. So I've had a lot of experience with steam cleaning. I have a condominium that we bought when we first got married, and now it's been a rental for us. And it's got 2 rooms. It's all hardwood, but it's 2 rooms. The bedrooms have carpet. And I'm always amazed at what a great job steam cleaning does to that carpet when we get a new tenant. The steam machine just reaches down into that carpet. It loosens up the dirt, and then the vacuum actually sort of sucks it back up. Steam cleaner is kind of like a warm, wet dry vac, right? It pushes the water in, and then you take it back out again. And usually I go through those rooms about twice with a steam cleaner. I usually just rent one. There's no point in buying one because you just need it for, you know, a day or so. And it does an amazing job. And that's the only way I've ever cleaned carpets. Some people say that if you use steam, if you have newer carpets, it could ruin a warranty. I guess that's going to be manufacturer specific. But, you know, if the carpet is a couple or a few years old, I think steam is the best way to handle that.
And, you know, Margo, now that you've moved into this house, you know, it is a great opportunity to clean all of those rugs. But since you're moving, you know, maybe you've brought like a larger area rug with you that sort of traveled the distance and has seen a lot of foot traffic in your previous home. Before you set it down to its new spot, you can also have larger area rugs steam cleaned. And depending on the size, you know, the folks that come in to steam clean the wall-to-wall carpet, they can do the larger area rugs on site. Sometimes they take them with them and do a bigger cleaning. It's definitely a good idea to sort of get a fresh start with all of those surfaces now that you're in your new place.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful spring day, smack dab in the middle of home improvement season. We hope that your projects are going well. If you've got questions about those projects, remember you can reach out to us 24/7 by going to moneypit.com/ask or calling at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. For now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In case you haven't noticed, we're paying a little more at the pump this week.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas was $3.68 on Friday, up 2 cents from last week, according to AAA. But drivers were paying $4.12 a gallon on average a year ago at this time. In New Jersey, the average price for a gallon of regular jumped 8 cents in a week to $3.52. Again, drivers were paying $4.08 a gallon on average a year ago at this time. Oil prices fell this week amid ongoing market concerns that future interest rate increases could tip the economy into a recession, a move analysts say will likely lead to reduced oil demand and prices in the near future. I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court weighed in Friday night, on an access to a widely used abortion pill. Lower courts had said women seeking the drug could face more restrictions on getting it while the case continues. The court's action almost will certainly leave access to mifepristone, unchanged at least into next year as appeals play out, including a potential appeal to the high court. The primary funding arm for the House Republicans calls on vulnerable Democrats to pressure President Biden to return to the negotiating table and discuss Speaker McCarthy's debt ceiling proposal.
Via Twitter on Friday morning, Jack Pandeau, the communication for the National Republican Congressional Committee, or NRCC, urged House Democrats who face tough re-election prospects to, quote, stop enabling the White House's obstinate and dangerous refusal to negotiate with Speaker McCarthy.
That is Congressional Correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. You can always check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis. Find them both at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
From the pages of history comes this story. A team of explorers found a sunken Japanese ship that was transporting Allied prisoners of war when it was torpedoed off the coast of the Philippines back in 1942. The latest on the story from Karen Chamas.
The wreckage of the Montevideo Maru was found after a 12-day search in the South China Sea. The destruction of the ship has gone down in history as Australia's largest nautical wartime loss, with a total of 1,080 lives. The search took place at a depth of over 13,000 feet, deeper than the Titanic. It was found using an autonomous underwater vehicle with built-in sonar. The Silent World Foundation announced there would be no plans to remove any artifacts or bodies from the wreck out of respect for the families of the victims. I'm Karen Chamas.
Check out more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. another member of the greatest generation is gone.
He was one of the last two remaining survivors of the USS Arizona. Ken Potts has died at 102. The Arizona, a battleship at Pearl Harbor, sank during the 1941 Japanese attack. Randy Stratton, whose late father Donald Stratton was a Potts Arizona shipmate and a very close friend, says Potts was doing well mentally, but his body was beginning to shut down. And now the sole survivor from the Arizona, Lou Conter. Mr. Conter is 101 and lives in California. Jason Walker reporting.
The attack on Pearl Harbor killed 2,403 U.S. personnel, including sailors, soldiers, and civilians. Additionally, 1,178 people were wounded. Half the dead at Pearl Harbor were on the USS Arizona. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change. You live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie App and LL Flooring's Profiles Podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2303. We're here to help you with your home improvement projects, your DIY dilemmas, your decor projects. If there's a spring project on your to-do list, you can move it right over to ours by reaching out with your questions. Do that by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button, or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Got a great show planned for you. First up, we're going to talk about building a garden wall. It's a project that's fun and great to take on a beautiful spring day. We're going to share tips on how to build a wall made of stone that will stand the test of time.
And decorative window shutters are an attractive addition to your home's exterior, but they won't do a thing to actually protect your windows. For that job, you're going to need storm shutters. We're going to share the options just ahead.
And painting offers one of the easiest and least expensive ways to transform a space. And it seems so easy, right? Well, it is, unless you make one very common mistake. We'll share that secret to painting success in just a bit.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleaders for all your projects, whether they're big or small.
That's right. We like to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence, but help yourself first. Reach out to us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Steve in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Looked outside this year, and we've got a building that was built in 1929. It's got a porch above the patio down below, and on the exposed joists, there's carpenter bees have put had some holes in there, and it, we're looking for a way to eliminate the carpenter bees and not necessarily poison everything in the neighborhood.
Well, part of what they're doing is, you know, they really enjoy eating this natural wood. So they're coming there because you've got something tasty to offer up. And, you know, it turns out that they love to bore these holes that are like perfectly 3/8 inches, you know, round. So you can do a couple of things. You can have it treated by a pest professional and then seal up those holes, and that should do the trick. But you're right, you know, chemicals are used, and that might not be what you have in mind. The other thing is you can cover that or replace that joist completely or whatever the support is with a synthetic wood or a composite that looks like wood, but it's not actually wood. It could be extruded PVC. It could be recycled plastics. This way, it looks like wood. It's doing the same job that the wood piece was. However, carpenter bees, carpenter ants, termites, whatever pests like to eat a natural source is wood, they're going to try it. They're not going to get into it, and they're going to be really confused and fly away and find somewhere else to eat.
Yeah, that sounds like an option. I was wondering if there's something that, I assume that painting it would not make a difference. I didn't know if there was something that could be topically applied to it that would be environmentally friendly and keep the bees out.
Mm-mm. I've had them eat through the painted wood that makes up my entire screen and porch. And then what happens is they bore a hole, but they won't bore all the way through. They'll bore into the wood, even if it's just like a 1x6 or whatever. They find a way to bore into it and then bore through the wood itself and lay their eggs in there.
Okay. And it's amazing. It looks like somebody got out with a drill and drilled the hole in there.
It's just bizarre. It's perfect how they do it.
So essentially, the options of basically are having someone come out and treat it, or either covering or changing the material that's there.
Yeah, changing material is usually the best bet because they won't eat it. And then as an added benefit, you know, it doesn't require any maintenance except the occasional cleaning. You know, you're not going to be painting it all the time. It really is a win-win situation.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look into that. I've got a contractor that's got to come out anyway, so I'll look into both options. But it sounds like if I'd prefer something that wouldn't have to do with pesticides.
Steve, I hope that takes care of those carpenter bees once and for all. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Frida from Ohio is on the line with the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. My radar, I'm in a radar range microwave. It's mounted above my stove, and on the bottom, the down light that shines down onto the stove, the light bulbs in that keeps burning out, and I have to replace them about once a month, and they're getting expensive.
What kind of light bulb are you using? Just a regular incandescent?
It's like the R11, the little appliance bulbs, 40 watt.
And is this a fairly new problem, this once a month burnout, or has it been going on for a long, long time?
It's getting worse. I mean, we've had the microwave in here. It's probably about 16 years old, or give or take.
Yeah, that doesn't really owe you any money. That's pretty old for a microwave appliance. You've pretty much reached the end of a normal life cycle. In fact, I'm kind of surprised it lasted that long, because it's been my experience that the microwave ovens that are mounted above ranges don't last nearly as long as a countertop microwave, because the additional heat from all that cooking has the effect of sort of wearing on those components. Typically, when you get a bulb that burns out quickly, it's either because you have a loose connection, you have a loose ground, or you have a problem with the voltage that's going in there. Sometimes, depending on what's happening with the power company, you could be getting, say, more than 120 volts. You might be getting 125, 130 volts sometimes, because there could be something that is bad down the line with the power supply, the quality of the power supply. So if you have extra volts going into those lights, that is one of the first things that tends to show it. It's kind of like the canary in the coal mine. You know, when the lights start to go burn out frequently like that, it could be an issue with the voltage. So have you been thinking about a new microwave?
Not really.
What I would suggest is at this point, you really need to have the voltage tested. So I would call the utility company and ask them to meter the voltage going into your house and see if let's eliminate that as a possibility. If that is okay, the second thing I would check is the plug that it's actually plugged into. I'd check the outlet to make sure it's properly grounded. And if it's properly grounded, then I think you've exhausted the two things that are the easiest to fix. And at that point, you might want to think about replacing the microwave.
All right. That sounds good.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Patrick in Tennessee is on the line and needs some help with a water feature. What can we do for you?
I have an aquaponic garden that was in the yard at our old house, and we moved. This new house is pretty much all pool and concrete in the back. And this aquaponic garden is basically about 150 gallons of water and 150 pounds of lumber that occupies about a 5 by 2.5 square foot area. And I'm just concerned if I put it on the concrete, if it'll crack.
So you're worried about the concrete cracking underneath it?
Correct.
And what are you talking about, like a concrete driveway, a concrete sidewalk? What are we talking about?
It's like a slab that goes around the pool.
What's the tank size? It's 200 gallons, did you say?
There's two tanks, one mounted above the other. So one's 100 gallons and one's 50 gallons.
So 150 gallons times 8 pounds per gallon. So you have over 1,000 pounds of water there, plus the lumber. That's not terrible. I mean, think of it. That's like 4 or 5 people standing on the concrete together.
Okay.
So I think it'd probably be okay. You know, I mean, it really depends on how thick the concrete is and that sort of thing. But generally speaking, concrete should be able to take folks standing shoulder to shoulder all around it without a problem.
Well, thank you so much.
Patrick, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, building a garden wall is a project that's fun to build on a beautiful spring day. We're going to share tips on how you can build a stone wall that will stand the test of time next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio, steps, or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating you just roll on.
Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula made from real stone. It resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion, comes in 15 colors, and updates any concrete surface.
Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, do you ever feel like your home is actually a money pit? Well, listen, we get it. You definitely pour a lot of love into your houses, not to mention the cash. But it's all about perspective, and for us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's the home we love.
That's right. So whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a reno, you can consider us your coach, your helper, or when you need it, your home improvement therapist for all things remodel, decor, or fix-up when you listen to the Money Pit podcast. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
And North Dakota, you're on the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I am living in a house that is over 100 years old, and it has an open staircase. The problem is that there is a bedroom that is above the staircase and adjoins it at the top, and part of the bedroom is cantilevered partially and then totally over the open staircase, and I have a big crack that's developing on an open area, and that area is cantilevered out about 6 feet from a load supporting wall. And I don't know if I can just patch it or if I need to put a support beam or jack or something underneath it, because this area is getting pretty worrisome. I've got two cracks that are about 3/8 of an inch and pretty long.
So, Ann, are these new cracks, or has it always been cracked?
It's always been cracked, but it's been a hairline for many years.
Oh, boy.
And then we had a massive flood.
How long ago was the flood?
That was in 97, and then the ground has been shifting ever since. Since that flood, the cracks have gotten bigger.
When we have cracks in walls and foundations and things like that, we always like to determine if they're active or inactive, because frankly, all homes have cracks. If you tell me that over the last 20 or so years that this crack has opened from a hairline to 3/8 of an inch, it might be active. I'm not actually convinced of that yet, but I am concerned enough to tell you that you probably should have it looked at by an expert. What I'd like you to do is go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI, ASHI.com. And find a home inspector in your area. There's a zip code sorting tool there that's a member of ASHI. And talk to two or three of them and find one that specializes in structural issues like this, and have them look at it and see if we can determine, based on that inspection, whether or not this is an active ongoing situation or just a crack in an old plaster wall that needs to be fixed. It's not unusual for old homes to have lots of cracks in them, and especially around a staircase, because just the way homes were framed back then is different than they would be today, and so that's not an uncommon area for cracks to develop. But I think we need to determine for your own sort of sanity, if nothing else, whether or not this is active and ongoing or something that's really just historical. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
All right, and good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, stone garden walls are synonymous with strength and permanence, but a poorly built wall can crumble in no time at all.
Well, that's true, but there's no getting around it. I mean, building a stone wall is hard work. When it comes to building a quality wall, you need to lay the groundwork first. And it all starts with the footing. You really need a firm base before you start stacking stones, or your wall is going to move. So what you want to do is dig a trench just below the frost line, about 2 feet wider than the wall. Then you line it with landscape fabric before you set down a base of washed stones. And that stone base allows water to drain away. And that's really key to preventing freezing and thawing under the wall, which will cause it to move. And that fabric is also going to prevent the surrounding soil from clogging the gaps in the stones, which also can block the drainage.
Now, Tom, there's really two ways that you can go about building this wall, right? You either use mortar or you stack them up like building blocks. So is there a way that's better than the other?
Well, I mean, there's traditional sort of the New England-style fieldstone walls. They're stacked without mortar. It's called dry laid, basically. You're dry laying the stones. However,
mortared walls also are super strong, and that's an important consideration if you're building like a retaining wall, maybe a sitting wall. And you can actually preserve that dry laid look while getting the strength advantages of mortar by using a mortar that's been pigmented. So you can pigment the mortar like dark gray, and you sort of rake the joints between the stones. It all blends in very nicely, and then it's kind of hard to tell whether it's dry laid or not, but you've got the strength of doing a mortar wall.
Now, what about once you've got the footing sort of set and you know you've got a sturdy base, how do you order the stones in the wall? Are you using the biggest, or are you kind of mixing and matching things to sort of fit what's in the space?
Well, all you puzzle makers out there will love this because it all fits together just like that. I mean, you start generally with the very large base stones. They're placed first. And then the smaller stones are used to fill around those gaps. They really need to lay flush along the face of that wall. So that's what you pay attention to. And then you sort of work backwards from there. And if you're using mortar, you want to make sure to dry fit the stones before you commit with the mortar. You don't want to find that it doesn't fit when you've got a piece of stone that's all covered with wet mortar, because it's going to get all over the place. But if you build the wall right, I mean, it literally will last 100 years. Give it a shot. I mean, don't start with a big, huge retaining wall. Maybe a garden wall would be a nice place to start, and you'll get it done the weekend, and you can enjoy it throughout the years ahead.
Brian in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Got about a 72-year-old home. And its own piers. The other night I'd heard some banging going around underneath there. Well, long story short, it was a raccoon and was chasing a cat under there or something, but it busted my hot water line. Yeah. So with the problem was I wasn't here when it happened, and so it ran for Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. I come back, and it's ended up to where part of my house has sunk down a little bit. Now, I've tried to get underneath there myself, and on my north side of my home, it's up about 2 feet, but as I got closer to that water line, the house is only about 6 or 7 inches under, you know, so I can't get to it. I'm going to have to dig to get to it. But my question was, is I don't know if I'm kind of reluctant about calling my insurance company. I don't know if they would cover that.
Yeah, if it's I think actually they would. If it's a sudden dispersal of water like that is usually the term, sudden dispersal. You know, if it was a slow leak over time. But I think they may very well cover that. I can't be sure, but I would definitely make the call, or at least talk to your insurance agent.
What I'm concerned about is I've had 2 or 3 people tell me that. Well, you know, if you call your insurance company, what they're going to do is if they don't cover it, or if they try and get out of it, that they're going to end up dropping you, you know.
I mean, people have claims. You have to file a claim. Like, it happens. That's what the insurance is there for.
It's a pipe break, and whether it was caused by an animal or not, it's a sudden dispersal. So I think it is covered.
Oh, and, yeah, you know, the hot water just dropped. I mean, you know, when I came back and I saw water from on the driveway, and I went, what the heck? I went inside, and when I tried to turn the faucet on, hot water, just nothing, you know, and then I put two and two together. It didn't take long.
I mean, if the raccoon did it on purpose, then it's another story.
Well, I mean, I didn't pay him to do it. You know,
exactly.
And
that was an act of domestic terrorism.
I had trapped 3 of them.
They got your name. You got a reputation.
Yes,
there
they
in
do.
The
they got it etched in their in their home underneath there.
Let me give you a suggestion here.
Okay,
because
please.
You have such a mess and you have so many things have been affected by this.
Uh-huh.
What you might want to do is hire a public adjuster. Now, a public adjuster works for you. They file the claim on your behalf with the insurance company, and they don't miss a thing. They don't miss a coat of paint. They don't miss a washer, a nut, a piece of sandpaper. They get it all in there. And then they negotiate the settlement with the insurance company, and they work on a percentage of the claim. So they get paid through the claim process, but
they find
so much that they end up covering their cost.
Uh-huh.
And you could talk with the public adjuster about how to make sure, you don't, if possible, look like a bad risk for them, because you're going to have new plumbing when this is all done. But you might very well get a lot of this covered as part of that. I mean, I wouldn't mess with trying to get a raccoon out on my own, and I wouldn't that water pipe on my own. You can talk to your insurance agent if you have an independent insurance agent, or you could also talk to an attorney. These guys are all over the place. Just make sure that they've got a good reputation and talk with one. See if they're not going to take the job unless they think that you've got a claim, because that's how they get paid. Public adjusters are licensed by the Louisiana Department of Insurance, and so that would be a good place for you to start. You could probably get a list of licensees.
Okay. That's great. Yeah, that's what I needed to know. Man, I'm so glad that y'all are here. I listen to y'all all the time, you know.
Well, we're happy to have you, and we're glad we're able to help you out. All right, so you take care now, and good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, decorative shutters definitely add curb appeal, but real shutters actually safeguard your windows from storms. We're going to have tips on how these can be added to your home when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Leslie, did you do any projects this weekend?
Remember how we always have that electrical issue in the backyard with the wisteria that's kind of grown crazy and it's on? So at the end of last year when there was the fire and the neighbors sort of power lines, they came and they really cut down all of that wisteria, and it left all of this dead vinage sort of wrapped around our skip laurels, and it was really a disaster. So we got in there and we trimmed everything back, and we were really hoping that tackling that at the end of the fall was going to lead for a beautiful spring, and so far we're not seeing that. So I'm kind of trying to figure out what we can do to bring this beautiful backyard greenery wall that we had to something, because right now I'm just looking at a bunch of power lines in the high school, and I hate it.
The tree trimmers at the power companies hire.
They're not artists.
They're butchers.
They're not tree butchers.
Oh,
my God. They just really... I'm sure there could have been a way to leave something, but they just went crazy and then left everything dead. So it was just a nightmare.
Yeah, their job is to clear the trees from the power lines, but nice, healthy trimming of the tree, that's not part of their work order.
I know.
Yeah, their job is basically to clear the branches from the power lines, but to do anything that's going to be attractive to the homeowner, well, forget about it. It's not going to happen.
And now I think everything's dead, so now I'm sad.
Good job, power company. Good job.
Thanks a lot. But I'm hoping, you know, it's like usually come early May, some of that wisteria is starting to green up. I'm seeing no signs of anything coming. So I think anything that's kind of left there is just dead. And I think anything that we sort of clear away from the backside of the skip laurel that was kind of just overhanging on it, I think it's done a ton of damage to our skip laurels. So it's like everything has thinned out and weird. And I'm hoping like a good fertilization and the warm weather and things being back on a watering cycle will kind of change that, but it's not looking good right now.
This reminds me of when my utility company, the water company, replaced the water meters, and they had to break up the sidewalk in front of our house to do that, and I understand that. And I figured, okay, they're going to put it back. Well, they did. They put our concrete sidewalk back, but they used asphalt. And I'm like, nice. Yeah, blends nicely. You can hardly see it. Yeah, and there it sat for probably about a year until they finally got around to taking out the asphalt and putting concrete in. But, yeah, the utility companies just don't care what it looks like to the house. Trees, concrete, sidewalks, doesn't matter.
At the same time as all of this was going on in the back of the house, the front of the house, they ran new gas lines from the road to everybody's house. So it was like one half of the road definitely had where the main was, so they dug up that whole half, and then the other side just had these offshoots that went to every house. So we're on the side that has the offshoots, so we just got these like little strips of repair, while the other side of the street is all beautiful and paved and lovely. So we have like one half of our road is gorgeous and black and shiny and new, and the other half is this patchwork disaster. And I was like, hey, what are the plans to refinish this side? And they're like, oh, you're looking at it. It's done. And you're like, oh, okay, thanks. You know, so it's like the front of the house is a mess, the back of the house is a mess, and it's all the utilities. I can't do anything about it.
Donna in Washington, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I live in an old, not it's a two-story cedar shingle house. And anyway, years ago, I used to be able to put a lipstick stain on it, and I kept it stained, but then they changed the law where I couldn't use stain anymore. So it was painted in the late, probably 99. Well, now the paint started peeling, so I had one of my sons came and pressure washed it. This is about 2 years ago now. But he couldn't get all the paint off, and it's flaky, and it's because of the shingles and these little grooves, you can't get it all out. And I live in a two-tone house, a brown stain where the paint's peeling and the green where the paint's not peeling, and it looks terrible. And I've called, I've phoned two different contractors and gave them the address, and they must have just come by and looked at it, and they never even called back, let alone stopped by.
Chased them off, huh?
Yeah. Yes, plus they have to have a special license because the house is so old, it has to be in this state anyway. It cost them thousands and thousands of dollars because in case there's lead outside in the paint, well, it was stained, not painted.
So, you know, aside from all the drama associating with this, it's really quite a basic problem. When you have all of these layers of paint that are on the material over all of these years, at some point you're going to lose adhesion to the original substrate, which is the cedar. The only solution in that case is to remove the paint to get down to the originally natural wood. So pressure washing it is fine for the loose stuff, but beyond that, you've got to scrape and sand because you've got to get some of that natural wood to kind of show itself through the remaining stained areas that are painted, because once it's ready, truly ready, where you've got all the loose stuff off and your surface has been abraded properly, then you can apply an oil-based primer. And the purpose of the primer is kind of a layer. It has different qualities than paint. Primer is the glue that makes the paint stick. And so if you use an oil-based primer on there, you'll get very good adhesion to the cedar. Once that thoroughly dries, then you can paint on top of that. And the top coat of paint does not have to be oil-based, but the primer does. That's what's going to give the adhesion. But you can't just keep putting good paint over bad paint. Otherwise, the problem of peeling will just continue to repeat itself. Does that make sense, Donna?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, window shutters look great and they add curb appeal, but most of us have shutters that are just purely aesthetic. So now, real shutters are functional and they really do help safeguard your windows in a storm, and they'll also keep out harsh sun in the summer.
Now, you have to remember that the shutters we see today are modeled very loosely, I might add, from the original wood shutters that had a more practical than decorative purpose. Now, they actually attached on the inside of the window trim and they had a hinge that allowed you to protect the glass from any flying debris or provide some shade. Now, when they're open, the shutters are held in place by a pivoting metal hook, which is actually called a shutter dog.
Now, if you want a real functioning shutter, I mean, does that still exist?
Oh, yeah. They can be custom made, but even big box stores will have them online along with the hardware you need. But they're not inexpensive, and I've seen them anywhere from a couple of hundred to $1,000 a pair. Now, if you can't do the whole house at once, you could start with the front for appearance, or maybe do the south and east sides of the house, which get the most sun.
Now, if you do go with a real wood shutter, I mean, one more thing you've got to think about is painting. And you got to remember that if you want to protect these shutters against moisture, you actually have to paint all six sides. And, I mean, that includes all sides, all edges, front, back. You can't skip here.
Yeah, and these are not the wooden sort of louvered panels. They're motorized, made of metal, and mounted on the top of the window. Now, if a storm is coming or you want that extra level of security, you hit a button and they lower automatically. And they do a really good job of keeping flying debris from breaking through your window. They're great options for the right house.
All right, so now that's a regular wood shutter, but if you find that you live in an area that's at risk for hurricanes or tropical storms, there is another type of shutter that you can install. It's called a hurricane shutter, and these can help you reduce insurance premiums and the cost associated with hurricane damage. Now, Tom, where do these go? Are these kind of like in a casement on the top of the window, or are they like a full shutter?
Yeah, they're not the wooden louvered panels. They're motorized, they're made of metal, and they're mounted at the top of the window. Now, if a storm is coming or you want that extra level of security, you hit a button or you open the app and they lower automatically. And they really do a good job of keeping flying debris from breaking through your windows. So if you live in an area that, say, is hurricane prone or super high winds, they're a really good option to have.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, paint offers one of the easiest and least expensive ways that you can transform a space. And it seems so easy, right? Well, it is, unless you make one very common mistake. We're going to share that secret to painting success just ahead.
Mm-hmm. live in a money pit.
Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit carrier.com. A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find pink next-gen fiberglass insulation and other great Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit homedepot.com or lowes.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list. From major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Are you looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio steps or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Dice Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating that you just roll on. Made from real stone, Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula that resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion. It's available in 15 colors and can update any concrete surface. Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
All right, you're here with Team Money Pit, and we want to help you tackle all of those home improvement projects that you've got on your to-do list. And if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, paint offers one of the easiest and least expensive ways that you can transform a space. And it seems so easy, right? You know, you pick a color, you open the can, you dunk in your brush, and you're good to go. Now, this is why homeowners often make the very common and disastrous step of skipping that painting prep work.
Yeah, unfortunately, if the surfaces aren't clean, they're not patched, sanded, and primed beforehand, very disappointing results are definitely sure to follow. Take the primer coat, for example. I mean, primer is the glue adhering paint to the wall. It makes sure that that all-important top coat goes on smoothly. And without it, your carefully chosen paint color is going to look uneven and begin to peel away from the walls. That's going to send you right back to the store for your second attempt, not to mention having to get rid of all that loose paint that's peeling off.
Yeah, and one more thing. Before you choose that color, you want to research the formulations and the sheens that are going to work best for your space, and always go with the highest quality paint that you can buy. Now, a top-of-the-line finish goes on beautifully, it's going to last longer, and it really will deliver the best return on investment over the long haul. So definitely spending a little bit more for those gallons of paint is worth it.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned sheen, because that really is an important part that people forget about, because semi-gloss looks great on trim. But add anything with even the slightest sheen to a wall surface, and you're going to see every possible imperfection the next time the sunlight gets cast across that surface. Now, when it comes to walls and ceiling paint, you want to choose a washable flat. And the shine or the sheen of your choosing for trim, cabinets, or floors. But don't use anything with any sheen whatsoever on those walls and ceilings, because not only sunlight, but you turn lights on. And as it casts across those walls or surfaces, you see the nail pops, you see the uneven surfaces, you see the bad sanding that was done when the drywall was first installed, and so on. So just be really careful with that. Stick with the washable flats. You'll be much happier.
Robert in Texas is on the line with the Money Pit. What's going on at your house?
I've got a faucet, a wall faucet that I replaced. It's new. And every time I turn a hot water heater or a hot water on, it sounds like a trumpet's going off.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's musical.
Yeah. It sounds like there might be a problem with that faucet. There's a washer inside of it that sometimes when it expands like that because of the hot water, it starts to sort of whine. And I might try this to start with. I might take the aerator off the tip of the faucet and see if it repeats itself. And
okay.
If it still happens with that, then I would switch out that faucet.
Because okay.
I don't think there's anything going to harm you from using it. It's just going to annoy the heck out of you. But I would do the easy thing first, which would be to remove the aerator, just to make sure it's not an obstruction there. Because sometimes you get debris in the line that will block that.
Okay.
Even though it's water, you'd think it'd be debris free. But I got to tell you, having pulled a lot of those off over the years, you'll see a lot of grime and grit and sometimes tiny even pieces of metal in it. So try that first. And if that doesn't work, then I think it's the faucet issue.
Okay. Like I said, brand new, but I guess that don't matter.
Yeah. Well, listen, if it's brand new, then you take it back and replace it or get another one. Get a different brand.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll give that a shot and see if it works then.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, if you want healthy trees and shrubs all summer long, now is the time to get daring and trim all of those trees and things. I know it's going to be a big one. We're going to talk you through it. So stick around.
You live in a Money Pit.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. Well, at least we try. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on those projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us with those questions by going to moneypit.com/ask.
Lori wrote in hoping to get some ideas on repairing a rotted wood frame window in her tub shower. She says they had a tub surround installed about 15 years ago, and water got between the tub surround and the wall, and now it looks horrid.
Yeah, you know, water and wood certainly don't mix, and rotted wood is very common in these frames. But you know what? If that rotted area is limited, you could actually fill it in. One product that can help is a product by a company called Abitron. It's called Wood Epox. Now, the way this works is it's a two-part putty, like it's sort of like an A and a B. And you take out about half of what you need to fill this hole from the A side, half from the B side, and you knead it like dough together. And it's cool because it's really lightweight stuff. But once you knead it and you sort of like stick it in that area where the rot is, it solidifies and it becomes workable just like wood. So you put in just a little bit more than you need, and you can sand it, you can file it, you can cut it. And actually, when it's all done, once you prime that windowsill again, it's going to look just like the real thing. And the other thing that you can do is to add a small waterproof shower curtain and stave off as much water as you can. Leslie, that's one of your tricks of the trade right there.
Yeah, I mean, the shower curtains are always key to keeping areas dry, and it doesn't always have to be in an area that goes out into the space. So definitely find a nice shower curtain. You can use it to protect those walls, and then hopefully that water is not going to get to that spot again. Next up, we've got one from Charlene who wants to know, what are the benefits of artificial versus real grass, considering cost, watering, sitting, playing, mowing? Well, Charlene, as a person who just has turf newly, this is going to be, I think, our second summer with it. First of all, it's super weird in the winter when the grass in the backyard is, like, bright green and gorgeous. But the best part there is, I mean, the kids are outside playing in the yard all the time. And instead of having these dead patches in front of the soccer net, I now have a beautiful green lawn. Yes, it was expensive to put in. I'm not going to lie. I got bids across the board from reasonable to way out of our range. But we picked something that was lush. It looks really good. I do rinse it with the hose twice a week just to keep things clean. It does get warm when the kids are playing on it in the hotter temps, but it's gorgeous. And if you can swing it, I say go for it.
Well, if you want healthy trees and shrubs all summer long, don't be afraid to make the cut. Right now, Leslie explains in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, pruning trees and shrubs really is one of those top outdoor tasks for springtime, and the pruning is going to encourage all of those trees and shrubs to have lush new growth and give them better air circulation. It also clears away any of those dead branches, which could be a safety hazard in these spring storms. Now, spring is a great time to prune any summer flowering plants. They're still dormant, and their bare limbs are going to make it easy to see the plant structure as you refine and reshape. And the only plantings that you shouldn't go after with pruning shears are young or newly planted trees. You need to give them a chance to put down their roots and grow up in those great outdoors before you start, you know, reshaping everything. Got to give them a chance before you mess them up.
Hey, coming up on the next show, did you guys know a whopping 92% of today's home buyers are searching online to find a home? That's why web appeal is clearly the new curb appeal. On the next edition of The Money Pit, we're going to give you guys tips on how to take the best photos of your house so it shows well and brings you the highest possible offers on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.